And Willow is 9 years old. I'm not buying that.
Well, you can look at my birth certificate or you could ask my mom.
I mean, okay, I'll ask your mom. I mean, the confidence and the poise and the look and the vibe and the fact you've got a record out already is pretty amazing at 9 years old, isn't it?
It's very, very amazing and it's very overwhelming because all of the red carpet and the flashes and all the people like wanting to meet you and stuff, it's very, very, very overwhelming for a 9 year old.
And when did you start to work? When did you really start to work? What age?
What age? When I really started to work on music.
Yeah.
And I really was messing around with it was probably nine. I'm nine right
so,
now.
So, right, so this is all new to you.
Yeah, it is.
You've got a sense. You've got your musical. And you've also got a great fashion sense. I'm like, she's got a cool look too, right?
Love it,
so
yes.
You love fashion as well.
I love fashion. I got this runway kit that I use to design clothes. I'm really, really
You're
interested
into it.
In clothes.
All right. So before I get to this song, just to set the scene for people listening, you're 9 years old. You are doing the flashing and the red carpet thing, but you're also learning your times tables. That's where you are in school, right?
Oh yes. I never really get to go to school because I'm always on tour or I'm with my father or Jaden's doing something.
So there's a tutor around?
Yes, yeah. Most of the time, but usually I'm working, so she comes, but never really do work.
And what's the worst thing about math? Like, what is, 'cause math the worst subject for you?
Yes.
Me too.
The worst thing about math is that all the kids are ahead of you because they go to school. And when you're trying to do your math tables, you're like stuck. And they're like, oh, it's easy. You're in fifth grade. Oh, it's easy. And I'm like,
but here's what you should know about most kids. Lie to you about that. They don't really know.
Right.
So if you just act like you know too, no problem. Trust me.
But we do homework.
You do homework.
We do homework.
Did you do homework last night?
Yes, I almost got done. But this is what I don't understand.
Go on.
Well, my teacher gave me a sheet of times tables yesterday.
Yeah.
That were supposed to be due on Friday, which I didn't really understand.
Right.
Because she just gave
Them to you, and you're like, and by the way, today's a holiday, too, for some.
Yeah.
That's not even fair. She's the devil. Mark my words. That's not fair.
It's not fair. That's not enough time.
Let's get into this music. Whip My Hair is the name of the song.
Yes.
A lot of buzz online, and we're playing it at KISS. It's going to be on the charts. It's going to be a hit record. What does it mean?
It means just be an individual. Like you can't be afraid to be yourself. You have to be yourself and you can't let anybody tell you that that's wrong.
And how do you know to think that way?
Because my mom and me are very strong individuals.
Yeah.
And wow. I just know that because lots of people don't act like themselves, so they're not happy.
That's right. Mm. That's absolutely right. You should be teaching your teachers, FYI.
I try.
Was your mom ever worried, or your dad, or you ever worried about starting too soon? Because what can happen if you start in this business too soon, you can lose control. It can be tough.
Yeah. I was worried a little bit because some people don't really agree with some people about music.
Right.
And they do some crazy stuff.
That's right.
So I was kind of like, well, what if somebody does this? Or what if somebody does that? And that's where the be an individual comes in. So that's...
I want to see the birth certificate. I found some hair to whip.
Oh, okay.
And
is it clip-in, Ryan?
This is actually Juliana Rancic's hair.
Okay. I don't think it's quite your shade, but
it's radio.
Yeah.
I'm more worried about the act. But you're saying that it's a metaphor, so it's not... I mean, you're not actually going to whip your hair when you perform the song, and I don't have to do that when I play it.
No, of course. But I'm going to whip my hair.
Oh, you are? Okay, so just can you show me the action? Because it would be something like this, right?
Okay.
And then, I'm about to play this song. Okay.
It'd be something like this. Except for your hair not falling out.
Yeah, but it's not stapled, glued, or sewn. And do not laugh at me. I'm trying to learn from the 9 year old. Okay, so again, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right. they don't stay in. Let me bring in the man who is somewhat responsible for this conversation before I play this track. Ladies and gentlemen, say hi to Jay-Z. What up, Jay?
You introduced me like I was a daddy or something.
Well, in the music business, you kind of are the daddy.
Yeah, I'm the Barry Gordy. Yeah. Hey, what's up?
What's up, buddy? It's great to have you on. By the way, I'm so impressed, as you were when you first met Willow, I'm sure, with how poised, confident, and how clear her vision is. What did impress you the most about Willow Smith, Jay?
Hey, Willow, how you doing?
Hey.
Hi. Well, first of all, I heard the record first.
You did?
Before I knew, that it was recorded by a 9-year-old. And I was like, man, that record is a smash. And then Jay Brown, he said, she's 9. And then I was like, whoa. And then he's like, she's Will and Jay's daughter. I was like, whoa. And it went from there. So then I went to Japan to do some stuff, and they were out there in Japan, and I met Willow, and she walked in, and the first thing she said was, I'm really nervous. And I thought, like, that maturity, like, you know, to explain exactly how she was feeling as she walked in the room, I knew right then she's a star. I believe in superstars. I believe on big records on superstars, and I think she has both.
Well, she's grinning from ear to ear right now, you should know. And that's a very astute point. It's amazing a 9-year-old can walk into a room with someone like yourself and be honest and upfront and be vulnerable, like you just said.
Right, exactly.
Because my mom teaches me to say what I feel all the time, so I'm kind of like on that schedule, so I'm like, I'm really nervous right now.
It's amazing, your point of view. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So, Jay, you signed her then, right, to the label?
Yes.
And what's the plan then for Little Willow?
Just to, help her and facilitate all her ideas. I mean, if you sit, as you're going to learn today, if you sit with her for a half hour, you will see, she's just a wealth of information and ideas.
You know, there was, I can't remember how many years ago it was. Jay, you do, I'm sure. But there was a day when Jay-Z brought a young lady at 16, I think she was, when we met her, named Rihanna, through the studios here.
Right.
And he says, this is going to be a star. And he was right. And he said the same thing about you. And I think he's right. I think you've got a big, bright future in front of you. And you're fun. Like, you're cool. You know that? It's also, Jay, it's refreshing to be around somebody without an attitude, too, right? I mean, she's got this great vibe about her.
Right. But I mean, she's a child. She has child innocence, but she has a clear vision of what she wants and who she wants to be. So I can imagine, and I don't want to go so far, but I can imagine that's how Mike was as a young kid. Like, he knew exactly what he wanted,
You look up to Michael Jackson?
I do a lot. I like the song, ABC.
Who else are your inspirations, Willow?
I love Billy Idol.
You do?
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting.
When the midnight howls, he said, moo, moo, moo. I love that song.
Yeah, I would have signed her too, Jay. That doesn't take long. So did you ever worry, or do you ever worry, Jay-Z with us now, Willow Smith, if you're just tuning in, we're having a fascinating conversation about a 9-year-old who's got a hit record. Did you ever worry she's too young?
Yeah, well, I mean, I believe that you have to start somewhere. And when you have that sort of talent and you have that sort of vision, and then, there's no such thing as too young. Again, I've heard the record without knowing who it was.
Yeah.
It was just a hit. It's just a hit. It's a hit record. I mean, if you listen to anyone, if you listen to any comments, everyone says, I can't believe that, as an adult, that you like a record that's made by a 9-year-old. But we all danced to Michael Jackson records when he was 8. Stevie Wonder started at 8.
That's
just what it is. It's just who she is.
So before I spin this thing, what is the advice you give to Willow as she jumps into the deep end of the music business so quickly at such a young age?
Just enjoy. Just enjoy the process and have fun doing it. And just stick true to the values that she had coming in the door. Like, she had a clear vision coming in the door, what she wants. And, I'm going to try to help her not let the music business change any of those ideas. Just stick true to her ideals of who she is as a person.
That's big brother
advice.
And
enjoy it and have fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Well, Jay, thanks for taking time today. Good luck with everything with Willow. And I got to get you to come by when you're in town.
Absolutely.
Okay, buddy. Here it is right now. Whip My Hair, Willow Smith.
Ooh.
Kiss FM. Later, bro.